And we are back, the morning show, Mountain Home Radio. It is a Wednesday morning, and do want to remind everybody once again, there is a heat advisory for effect for this afternoon. We've seen some very hot temperatures out there last week. Not quite as bad as they predicted yesterday. Still not at all comfortable yesterday, but it's going to be a much hotter day today. And, well, we should see those humidity values climb a little bit higher. Don't be surprised you see 110 real feel out there today. It's going to be miserable outside today. Stay inside if you don't have to get out and about. It's the best advice I can give you. Right now, I do want to talk to Tommy and Seal. We've got two master gardeners extraordinaire here in the studio, and I am sure I am not the only one this summer who's had a little bit of difficulty keeping the right amount of water on all my vegetables. And I say it that way, well, the rain showers have helped, but yeah, it's been a difficult summer for those folks growing things.
Well, it's feast or famine.
Yes.
We have weeks with no rain, then we get 2 months rain, and it all does make a difference. And
yes,
all you can do is do the best you can.
I think right now here throughout this part of the area, we're about 4 inches above the average right now for the month of July.
Well, I will say the rains, although we've had good rains, there's some places that didn't get it.
Yep.
2 weeks ago when everyone was getting it every day, my friends in Gamalia got it every day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And I got about 20 minutes of rain. I literally one day watched the rain be north of me and south of me
yep.
at the same time.
Yes.
So some people got more than others, mm-hmm. but we certainly have had a generous amount. So
yep.
don't overwater, because
right.
that can do just as much bad not watering
yep.
right now. So you just pay attention. The best thing you can do is go out every day and check it.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we've had rain, though, people with a lot of pots, it doesn't mean that you don't have to water those.
Right.
Because
yes.
when it rains, the foliage blocks the water
mm-hmm.
from actually getting inside
yep.
the pot. So do stick your finger in there up to your first knuckle and see. And
yep.
if it's dry that deep, you want to give it a drink.
There you go.
Seal's talking to me because for some reason I got into the pots this year and I've got a driveway. I look like an outhouse. I look like a greenhouse with all the pots I've got. And I'm thinking, yeah, we got a lot of rain, but these guys dry out real quick
yes.
also because
yes,
they're
do.
Sitting
yep.
on concrete. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but just watch them, guys. Just go out and check your plants. And that's my walk around. I walk mm-hmm. around, look at the plants, see what's going on, and I like to do it early in the morning because
yep.
my dogs get me up early in the morning. But anyway, get out in the yard, look around, or later in the evening. You don't need to be out there at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's just not smart business.
No.
So anyway.
No, but going out once a day, we've always talked about that. But
yes.
going out once a day, and when it's cool, in the morning is a great time mm-hmm. for doing that. Get up out there. You work out there till 9 o'clock in the morning,
yep.
roughly. Okay.
Yep.
And the best thing you can do with your plants is to police what's going on out there. Take a look at things. Walk around. If you got a problem starting,
mm-hmm.
you'll catch it early, which will probably make a big difference
yes.
in how successful you are in remediating
yep.
it.
Tommy, you said something there I want to go back and revisit. If you're putting those pots on a concrete walkway, a paved walkway, they're going to dry out just a little bit quicker than those sitting on the earth.
Very quick, very quick. And somehow I just got in the collecting mode this spring, and I got a whole bunch of them. So when the plant sale rolls around next year, they'll be well stocked.
Cause no.
I'm going to slow down a little bit. I think I overdid it this year. But anyway, it's kind of funny because I'm fixing to go on a little trip, and I've had to arrange for somebody to come take care of my plants
yep.
while I'm gone. So
yep.
anyway.
Well, I've
anyway.
Done that all the time. Anytime you travel, you need a buddy.
Oh,
it works
yeah.
both ways.
Yep.
But one advice on pots, and this time of the year is when mm-hmm. you feel it the most, is the bigger pot you have,
mm-hmm.
the less trouble you're going to have keeping
yes.
it watered.
The girl's
okay?
smart. The girl yes. is very smart.
it's almost like she's taking some master gardener lessons or something.
I think the lesson of hard knocks is probably
oh,
where
yeah.
I learned that. Okay.
You know, the School of Hard Knocks has a lot of proud graduates.
Yes,
and we've learned
does.
Lots of things not to do. Do keep in mind, if you do have those pots outside, if they're on a surface that will absorb the heat, they are going to dry out a lot quicker than those
yep.
plants that aren't. And I say that, my wife has a little couple of planters that are 5 stories tall, and the ones down at the bottom are always dry in the evenings, and the ones up on top aren't in too bad a shape. Well, that's just because the ones on the bottom are sitting on that concrete.
Yep.
Concrete's been sucking up all the heat from the surrounding areas all
sure.
day, and that earth is the easiest
it
place
radiates.
For it to exactly
yep.
for it to radiate
mm-hmm.
and dissipate. So if you do have those outdoor plants right now, do get out there and check them once a day, because with the heat outside, it doesn't take a day or two like this for us to start to lose things.
It is dependent, especially if you've got something that you just put in this year,
mm-hmm.
without a doubt. Your older stuff, you kind of know what you got to pay
yep.
attention to.
Yep.
When you walk around watering your pots, if you have something sensitive, there may be some plants you have to treat like a pot
okay.
and give them a little extra
right.
drink in this
yep.
kind of weather.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then there's other things. I've got some silver thyme out there with as much rain as we have, and doggone it, I one of them, I just watered that bed, and it rained that night because I don't trust a 50% forecast.
No.
And some of those things don't like how much rain we've
right.
had. So, just pay attention to
yes.
what's going on out there. It makes a big difference.
Just get out there and walk through everything once a day, like you said, and just sort of check stuff out. Even the growth in my tomatoes and my chilies just from day to day is astonishing. You can find those problems generally a day or two in advance before they become a problem if you're checking things out daily.
If you're paying attention,
you're
it makes a big difference.
So I want to talk to you guys about your summer plans, because I know you generally take about a month off here during the summer months when it is so hot outside from the Master Gardeners meetings.
Well, July we didn't have a meeting.
We stopped and didn't have a meeting
in July.
In fact,
July,
I had to look at my calendar twice. I'm supposed to be somewhere.
But anyway.
But anyway, we didn't have one. But we are going to have an August meeting, August the 10th. It's going to be Randy Forrest, and he is the new Janet Bierman Carson or whatever. He's the guy, the main guy with the Agricultural Extension Office.
Okay.
And he's going to talk to us. It's kind of, we had a change. He's going to talk to us about greenhouses. We've had a lot of interest in people that think they want to have their own greenhouses,
yes.
especially this young lady next to me.
Okay.
So anyway, I think it's going to be interesting. And we've got a lot of people that do have those.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually a little bit intrigued about maybe getting into that business. But that's one thing you want to learn about before you jump into, because you can spend some money and you want to spend it wisely when you do it.
Yep. So, anyway.
Without a doubt. Our president, the people that have the vineyard up in mm-hmm. Gamalia, they're in the process of buying a hoop house for their property.
Uh-huh.
And I am looking to buy a glass house or a polycarbonate
yep.
house, metal framed, because I don't want to have to worry about getting up and painting it and all that kind of jazz.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yep. There you go.
Something that's maintenance, more or less maintenance
right.
free on the outside.
Yep.
But there's a lot to learn with a greenhouse.
Oh, yes.
You need to talk about how you're going to heat it, how you're going to
cool it. Yes.
Down here, cooling is just as much an issue
mm-hmm.
as the other,
yep.
okay? And how to watch so that you keep the air circulating so you avoid some diseases and
yep.
stuff in that regard. So it's going to be real interesting when our county extension agent, Brad Runcic, wrote to us last week and said, would you mind if we changed it to this? And I said, no, I'm all for this. I'm right. That day I had just called one company to get some information, so I was all for it. But if it's something you ever thought about tinkering with,
mm-hmm.
whether you're imminent to do it or not, it's something that you might be interested to take a listen to.
Okay.
If you have any questions, you can certainly ask him. He's certainly available
gotcha.
For that. And Master Garden meetings are open to the public.
Yes.
Without a doubt, we're mm-hmm. over at the Presbyterian Church.
You almost said the wrong church.
I almost did. I was working on a seminar the other day, okay, which is at the Methodist
say, yeah,
Church,
yep,
okay?
Yep.
But it's at the Presbyterian Church across from the park over there from Cooper Park,
mm-hmm.
1 to 3 p.m.
Yep.
This meeting is going to be on August 10th.
Okay.
All right. And our next meeting, I'm also excited about, is September 14th. We have John Strew, who is a former nursery owner from Green Bay, Wisconsin.
I know the name yes.
We forgive him for being a Packers fan.
Right. He's a big-time Packer fan.
Yes, he is. But he's going to talk about succulents, which is such a great topic because so many people are interested in it.
There you go.
It's a great way to garden where you don't have to worry about watering it every day.
Yep.
In fact, if you did water it every day, you'd have a problem.
Gotcha,
right?
Yes.
So, and everybody that likes these troughs and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and he knows what he's doing, so come listen to him.
Yep.
Again, that's September 14th, 1 to 3 p.m.,
gotcha.
Presbyterian Church.
Fantastic.
Okay?
A couple opportunities coming up there. And, Tommy, you're going to have a little bit of good luck on your side. Without Aaron Rodgers, the Green Bay Packers probably aren't going to be that good this year. You might be able to convince them to root for a different team.
My Cowboys need all your prayers, folks. Y'all keep praying for
I
my Cowboys.
I wasn't going to say that, but after you've gone there. it is fun to have different disparate lives that come together like
sure.
this. He is a Packer fan. That's okay. You're a Chicago fan. You're a
no,
Cowboys
I'm
fan.
A Chiefs fan.
You're a Chiefs
Excuse
fan. Oh, I'm sorry.
Me.
She's a winner.
Well, a bandwagon. No, I'm sorry. It is fun to tease folks, but it is fun to get some folks like this coming in here. Some new ideas, and he's going to be talking about something I think that's going to help out a lot of our local folks.
I think so too. I think we're both excited about both these meetings. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of getting into succulents. That was one thing that I really didn't do much of back in the day,
uh-huh.
and I met Strew. And anyway, John's a good guy, and he's kind of got me thinking about him, and I've got a few hanging around the house now. And
okay.
The bad news, once I get involved in something, I'm not good at limiting what I get.
Yes, kind of the way that works.
And, Gia, there's not like there's 2,000 of anything in your yard to prove that wrong.
But with, hey, all, with all this hyper tufa that people are wanting to make and stuff, I've got four different containers in the yard. One, I've built a pedestal to put it on, all in the concrete. And it's just a lot of fun. And it's, those concrete containers can stay out all year, though the succulents
and they
can't.
Look cool.
Okay.
Right.
So if you're wanting a greenhouse and you're into succulents, you're kind of going to play both hands here, is going to help you in both accounts. So by all means, come visit with us. We're not going to strong-arm you into membership or anything like that. It's a lot of fun. You got any questions, come, and people will visit with you and talk, and we'll feed you and send you home with a little more information.
Well, you know,
and if you're a guy, you need to come, because there's a whole lot more good-looking women than there are guys there. So anyway, and they feed you. They feed you. So it's a paradise for a guy that lost his wife. So this is
one thing about the radio business. We steal everything, and I've stolen a line from Dan Hall. We don't have meetings in the area. We have feedings. You guys do a great job, because I do know that several of the Master Gardeners provide the snacks that you guys have during
and
the meetings.
Very, very good. And I always provide Harp's homemade cookies. So
Martha does some great cookies. So
yes, she does.
So the next meeting you have coming up is going to be in August the 10th.
Yes, sir.
It's over there at the Presbyterian Church, 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yes, sir.
So stop
and
on by
and
check
that out. On August the 10th, you can bring my birthday present, because my birthday is August the 18th. So you can go ahead and give it to me at the meeting.
Oh, trust me. We've got something planned on air for you really special that month. So we will see. Yeah, you're going to be 2 days before your birthday. Hopefully, don't let him call in sick next month. No, it should be a great time over there. And learning about greenhouses, we're starting to see a few more of those here across the area. So it should be some good information coming out about that.
Without a doubt. You can always learn, and it may entice you to actually go ahead with one. Mm-hmm. And greenhouses come in all shapes, sizes, price ranges.
Yes.
They don't have to be expensive,
nope.
And they don't have to be large. They can be something that adjusted to your needs. So think about it. Come and listen and learn, and maybe you'll get intrigued.
There are a lot of different ways to do things. I've seen folks that have just put a small little adjustment onto the side of their house before for a small little greenhouse. For me, I just want a little greenhouse enough to get my stuff in the ground about 2 months earlier. I've got a whole lot of tomatoes that are just now starting to flower. I would like to have had some fruit by now.
You know, and you also have a place to store some tropical succulents, those kind of things, all right? I mean, people have them for all kinds of reasons.
Right.
I would like to do some plant propagating so that we would have some more interesting things for the plant sale.
Yep.
I think that would be fun to do.
There you
okay,
go.
Okay, so.
And plant sales, a big thing coming up. It's not going to be for next year, but you were talking about the seminar, so I know you're already worried about next year.
Oh, well, we have to. I'm already worried about the year after that.
Yes. So we do need to talk about something that's going to be coming up here at the Baxter County Fairgrounds shortly, but right now I do have the opportunity to talk to folks that pay the bills, and I'm only a minute late from where I'm supposed to be. So that means I'm going to tell you right now that you are listening to The Morning Show this morning, brought to you by your friends over at AR Ship. If you've got the Medicare questions, they've got the Medicare answers that you need to call them, 1-800-224-6330. You are listening to The Morning Show this morning on KRZP 92.7. Time for our final break. We'll be back to wrap things up right after this. And we are back. The Morning Show, Mountain Home Radio. No line over there at the drive-thru at Hardy's. Stop on by over there. Get yourself something delicious to eat or drink. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Get yours started off right. The delicious breakfast over there at Hardy's. Do want to remind everybody one more time. Heat advisory in effect for today. Do be aware it's out there expecting those indexes to be up around 110 degrees today. And it expires an hour later, right around dark or so this evening, before that heat advisory is going to expire. The good news is, don't see anything popping up the rest of the week. Bad news is, probably going to see a few heat advisories next week. Do need to talk to two Master Gardeners extraordinaire here in the studio with me, as always, once a month. And I want to talk about our plant of the month. You guys do such a great job of giving us a few ideas just to throw some colors into our yards. Going to give us some ideas of some successful plants in the area. But it's always fun listening to some of the things you guys have. I've discovered a few new things here. Curious to see what you have for July in Arkansas.
Rex begonia.
Rex begonia.
Are you familiar with
it? I've wrecked a lot of begonias.
Okay, no. This is Rex, R-E-X.
I'm very familiar with begonias, but not a Rex begonia.
All right, these are not known for their flowers. These are known for their foliage. They're a shade plant that likes humidity, does not like soggy soil, though.
Okay.
All right.
So that's
it's
contradiction.
Yes and no. Okay. All right. The shade doesn't have to be. Sometimes shade is very dry.
Right. Right.
And they would prefer that condition, though you don't obviously want them to dry out.
Right.
The foliage is unusual, all right?
Okay.
It comes in a variety of colors, sometimes multiple colors on one plant. All right, you can have silvers and greens and roses and reds. And it's known mostly for their veining or the spotting on the leaves.
Okay.
There is one called escargot, where the veining is circular and looks like a snail.
Okay, yes, that was a good one.
They have pointed leaves, they have serrated leaves, they have round leaves. The varieties are just amazing.
Oh, wow.
And it's a wonderful plant. Most of them will not overwinter here, but you can easily take cuttings, bring them in the house if you have the right conditions in the house to grow them. I have a girlfriend that did it very successfully last year. In fact, brought some of those plants to the seminar to show people what she had done.
Okay.
They make a great foil for some color in the shade. I have two in a pot that are rose and silver colors, two different ones, but complementary,
right,
with a double impatience called apple blossom, which is a light pink color flower.
Okay.
And they are growing like gangbusters. I water them once a day, not at this time of year, once a day. Once the heat breaks, it'll be every other day because they're in the shade.
Right.
They're easy to do as long as you don't overwater them.
Full shaded area for these?
Full shaded to part sun. They can't take a lot of sun, but they can tolerate
some.
It won't hurt them.
Gotcha.
Okay. The deer will probably not touch them. I've had one variety that they have touched in 1 year, but these two I got up there right now, knock on wood, they haven't touched, and they've actually touched plants around them, so I think they're pretty safe.
Stick them in Tommy Hagen's driveway. We'll find out if they're
right. Amen to that.
All right. There are a few that will overwinter, but predominantly they won't. So it's something you got to bring in.
But if you've got a greenhouse, you can bring them in.
You could certainly bring them in. Sizes vary from nine inches long to 5 inches wide, but they have a great mounding habit. Mine are probably about 7-8 inches tall right now.
Gotcha.
And are probably equally as wide. They're doing wonderful. I had a big pot that is probably about 15-18 inches in diameter.
Oh, wow.
And I have those two plus the impatience in there, and it's
beautiful.
All there is, and it's gorgeous.
Fantastic.
It just is beautiful. So try them. You'll find them at local nurseries or when you travel, and enjoy them.
You beat me to the next question. Where are we going to find these apps? You're going to find them at local nurseries, I'm sure, and probably going to find them at your regular haunts for your plant growing, plant buying needs.
You'll find, and everyone stocks different varieties of them, and sometimes you won't see many, but if you're on your travels, stop in at other greenhouses. You will find different varieties as you travel.
And I'm guessing this is one of those that there's a lot of different varieties out there, and depending on your needs, you may have to hunt for this a little bit just to find just
a little
what you're
bit. And like anything, you can always buy it online.
Well, I was going to say, you probably have a catalog or two that Tommy knows about that you can find those out. We do have right at 1 minute left, and I do know that the Baxter County Fair is right around the corner. It's hard to believe it is fast approaching, but it is.
It is, and there's a new feature this year. They have online registration.
Okay.
Go online to BaxterCountyFair.org.
Mm-hmm.
Scroll down just a little bit. You'll see a series of blue boxes, and way on the right, it says online registration.
Right.
Just click on it, and you can enter multiple times without having to enter your personal information more than once. All right, and you will print yourself a ticket, and you'll be all set up. You'll have your bidder number, the whole business. So it'll save you from a lot of grief coming in to get all your stuff in and registered. All right.
Yep.
They're going to be printing the tickets at the fair this year if you register in person.
Okay.
So there may be a little bit of a line there.
Yep.
So anything you can do online, you're certainly going to make it easier for yourself.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So give it a try and go forward with it. It's pretty self-explanatory once you click on that button.
Just click on the button, follow the links. You should be able to get yourself all signed up this year. Tommy, you have something left? We've got about 10 seconds.
It's going to be hot at the fair, but it's going to be a great fair this year, I think. So anyway.
Looking forward to a great fair this year. We're going to have the first non-coronavirus fair in 3 years.
Amen.
Should see a few more folks showing up there for that. Well, that music playing there in the background tells me that we are completely out of time. Tommy Seal, always a great time to have you here in the studio. I've learned a couple things today. I'm going to be telling my wife about the Rex begonias later on this afternoon. See, she might find something new that she enjoys. So thank you for your time. August 10th coming up at 1 o'clock in the afternoon over at the Presbyterian Church. Those meetings are free. They're open to the public. Stop on by. Learn what the Master Gardeners have to tell you about greenhouses. All right, that music playing in the background means I need to escape. I'm out the door. Back with more tomorrow. Have yourselves a great day.